This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Recently, we've seen stock prices go up, mostly, and home prices go up, mostly. As they've risen and risen, some market watchers have tossed around a word for something that is very light, but in this context carries heavy meaning: bubble. As soon as the value of something rises, skeptics rule out the B word. Joining us to talk about this is Alan Sloan, Fortune's senior editor-at-large. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Mark.
Okay, so right now, are we in a housing bubble or a stock bubble or any bubble?
I don't think so. But then again, of course, I'm not a Wall Street genius.
And so what is a bubble and how do we know when we're in it?
Okay, a bubble is one of these things like pornography, which is you know it when you see it.
Very Potter Stewart over you, yeah.
Yes, but we have different standards. To me, a bubble is an internet stock that comes out at 40, goes to 100, and 2 years later trades at 7. That's my idea of a bubble. But these days, a bubble seems to be defined as something that will go down. So I'm still buying stocks. If there's a bubble, I'm in big trouble.
Now, we really were in a housing bubble just a few years ago. So what does it say about our national psyche that we're so quick to sound that bubble alarm these days?
Well, we're always trying to refight the last battle. And the housing bubble, house prices went down something like 30 or 35% on average, which would not normally be a bubble, except for the fact that people were buying houses by putting up 5% or less of the money and getting wiped out in about 3 seconds, and then it fed on itself. So we don't have that situation now. House prices have risen a lot compared to what they were, but it doesn't feel like a bubble.
Now, housing bubbles and stock market bubbles, they tend to be at the top of the bubble hierarchy. But there's also talk now about whether we are in a bond market bubble. What do you make of that?
Well, I actually started saying that a long time ago. And again, it's because when you buy a bond with an interest rate that has 2% and the price of the bond goes down 3% in a month, you are so far behind, you don't even know where to start. So I considered that a bubble because of the way bonds worked. But if you just buy stocks and they go down 10 or 15%, it's not going to kill you.
Okay. Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Mark.